Good afternoon, the Exotic Expert. This is Emily. Oh, yep. Yeah, for sure. I'll just pop you on hold, my vet. Just I'm talking to a client at the moment, but I'll get her to have a chat to you if you don't mind holding. And what was your name again? Casey, perfect. Thanks so much, Casey. We won't be long.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant.
Hi, Casey. It's Vanessa here. Hi. You're right. Yep. Yeah, you don't need to. You don't need to. No. So it'll be as a result of either breathing up and ingesting air, or it's because of ileus. So kind of need to find the reason why
it's got ileus, but we don't deflate the stomach like that. So your best bet is to give fluids. So 100 mils per kilo per day is their maintenance. So if you believe it's dehydrated, you can split that too. But normally I do it in two divided subcut doses. So if the pig's like a kilo, give 50 mils subcut in two sites. So 50 mils total and just divide it. I usually go pre-inguinal rather than the dorsum of the neck area because they've got a fat pad there that doesn't like to be displaced and can be painful. Is it good body condition, lean? Wow, obese. Has she gorged on grass, veg, anything like that in the last 20, 24, 12 hours? That's probably one question. That'll be the discomfort, I think, from the, yeah. Are the lungs clear on the x-ray? Yeah. Yeah, so it's not pneumonia, it's ingesting air because of that, so. Right. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, have you expressed her bladder to see that she hasn't got maybe a UTI as well? Yeah. No. So, yeah, so just if you can express a bladder, all you have to do is, like, put your hand under her bottom and put some pressure on the bladder, which is just beyond the rim of the pelvis, and she should urinate that way. Yeah. Then what else? Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you give her Cisapride, I think, and stop the Medicam, because that actually could be causing some gut problems. So the Cisapride dose I'd give is probably 1 mg per kg, and you can dose it 8 hourly. Give the fluid, so those two things alone will definitely help. And then usually we'll give a dose of oral tramadol. Just go like 2 mg per kg. And watch her. Also, just making sure she gets grassy hay to eat. So not much in the way of veggies or fresh grass and nothing lush that could make the bloating worse. That tends to resolve it. So the Cisapride especially, if you've got it, will do the job. Yeah, the fact that she's still producing feces tells me she's probably been... She's not hot, is she? She's not heat-stressed? Yeah. 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 Yeah, I think... Yeah. I think do those three things, and rather than, you know, so you'll never decompress the stomach doing that anyway. So, yeah, and there's kind of no point because of the large intestine being the bulk of that gut intestinal mass, the Cisapride works really well on getting the large intestine moving, and that will empty the gas. So that's fine, yeah. And then, nothing else, I don't think. That generally speaking, she's either gorged on something really lush or there's pain coming from somewhere and she's actually ingesting the air because she's painful. So just, yeah, see if you can localise any spinal pain, limb pain, mouth pain, anything different to the norm. Yeah. You can do it three times in 20, you can do it 8 hourly if you need to. Yeah. Yeah. No worries at all, mate. Good luck. Okay. See you then. Bye.